would you, does it matter? You still call him, you have a different term if he comes from very far away? Does it matter how far away he comes from?
Yeah.
Do people ever use the term foreigner there?
Oh, yes. They do that, too. If they're from way off, they call it a foreigner.
Oh, okay. The next thing I'm going to get you to do is to say some people's names for me. In the Bible, the mother of Jesus was
Mary.
And let's see how to ask this question. Georgia Washington's wife, remember what?
Martha.
And you remember the song of Wait Till the Sun Shines?
Tomorrow.
Or let's see, this nickname for Helen that begins with an N, you know what I'm trying?
Nickname for what?
For Helen that begins with an N.
Nickname for what?
Helen.
Helen.
That begins with an N.
I don't know.
And say you had a little boy named William. What are some of the things you might nickname him?
Well, Billy or Bill.
Let's see. Now, let's see if I can think how to ask his name. Oh, you remember in the Bible, the Gospels there, in the New Testament, those first four books in the New Testament? You remember what the first one is?
The Gospel of John? Mm-hmm. Is that what your answer to your question?
Mm-hmm. And there's one more, too. Let's see, you have John and Mark and Luke. Remember what that other one is?
John. Let's see this. Mark.
It was Luke.
Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John.
And what's the term you usually have around here for a woman who conducts school?
School teacher.
Do you remember any older terms that people used to have in the past, or any other terms people used to have for that? And let's see. If a married woman is named Cooper, what would you call her?
If she is what?
If she was married.
If she was married and what?
And her name was Cooper.
Cooper. I don't know.
Well, you didn't know her first name. How would you say that? What would you call him?
A Cooper, I reckon. Yeah.
Do you have a special name for, say, you might use this for a preacher or a mechanic or something like that, and he's not well trained. He doesn't really know much about what he's doing, just kind of travels around the country. He's not very good at what he's doing. You have a name for that kind of?
I usually call him a jackleg.
Now, that I've heard a pretty good bit. Now, would you use that for just both a preacher and could you use it for a mechanic, too? Say somebody that fixes cars?
Well, both of them. A preacher that's just preaching once in a while or going from place to place, he's called a jackleg preacher. And I guess then a jackleg mechanic, or that means they're not trained or not.
So it just means you're really not well trained. And what relation would my mother's sister be to me?
An aunt.
And let's see. You in the Bible, remember the wife of Abraham? Remember what her name was?
No, not right now, I can't.
Or she has the same. There's a. If you go buy maybe some cakes or donuts or something like that,